What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So the USA Today is out with 7 signs that you have a toxic manager at work.
Oh! Mm-hmm. Okay, we do not, but if we did, there are 7 signs.
We have a great boss.
Okay.
He's really good. His name is Alan.
Can I give you what I think would be the number one?
Okay.
Toxic boss.
Toxic boss traits.
The 5 p.m. on a Friday, you need to stay late and get those TPS reports done.
Let's go with making unrealistic demands.
Okay.
Number 5.
Is phone calls or emails after work hours on there?
I think that would be the same category, yeah.
Mm. Sam, you've had more bad bosses than I have. Do you have a guess?
You had one years ago, not in this building.
It was a whopper.
Not in this building, but at your old job.
Let me tell you about Scott. No.
I can still remember his name.
Passive, aggressive, condescending conversations. Is that on there?
Let's go with they don't listen and lack empathy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number 3.
Micromanagement.
Number 4, very good.
That's number 4?
Yep. Come on, guys.
Won't let you take time off.
I think that would fall under unrealistic.
Yeah, I think we need to broaden.
I know, we are blessed with a great boss, so I don't.
Dana's like, what has happened to me that makes me angry?
Give me Royals tickets tonight?
I think that would fall under lacking empathy. All right.
Spreading rumors.
Okay.
Gossip. Ooh.
Here, I'll just go in reverse order. Number 7.
Complaining about employees?
They number 7, they reject feedback or retaliate against you.
Okay.
Number 6. They play favorites or pit employees against each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 5 is unrealistic demands.
What about blocking promotions?
No. Number 4, they micromanage.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, they don't listen or lack empathy. Number 2, I'm surprised you guys didn't get these. They take credit for your work.
Okay. Oh, that's horrible.
And number 1, they throw you under the bus.
Yep.
That is the number 1 sign.
Taking credit for your work is like the opposite of throwing you under the bus. Like, yeah. I did this when you didn't, and then they did that.
That's true.
From the text line, skimming profits. No, that's not toxic. That's illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, you didn't really get into Cobra Kai, did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Looks like Martin Cove, he is...
he was here for Comic-Con.
Yeah. Johnny's original coach in the movie Karate Kid, and he obviously returns for Cobra Kai, and looks like Martin Cove may have taken his character John Kreese's motto a little too far. The Cobra Kai actor, who is now 78, reportedly kicked out of the Washington State fan convention after being accused of assaulting his co-star, Alicia Hannah Kim, over the weekend. Hannah Kim telling a police officer working the event that Cove allegedly bit her arm. And when she yelled out in pain, he began kissing the area on her arm that he bit.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What, did she think that it was a kiss concert?
Right? what are you, front row and Poison's on stage?
I still can't believe you let a woman bite you twice. I'm just going to leave it at that.
What was I saying? No.
She bites you once, that's on her. She bites you twice, that's on you.
What was I supposed to do, hit her?
What she did to you, chomping down on your arm, is battery.
I don't dispute that.
The fact that she went in for a second bite.
Successfully. Broke the skin.
I don't have words.
Well, can you imagine?
I'm not saying you hit her, but like I don't know. I don't know what you should have done. You don't let her bite you twice.
Well, I'm not going to hit her. Can you imagine if I'm at a rock and roll concert with all the dudes that are going to be there and I punch a woman in the face? I'm a dead man.
Right.
On work tickets.
Right.
On work tickets.
Great point.
Mm-hmm.
You always feel like you have to behave, just like really behave.
No, Dana, I just behave.
If you're there, I'm asking for anybody. It doesn't matter where you work. If your boss asks you, hey, do you want to go to the Royals game? When you are there, company adjacent, you have to behave.
That's not company adjacent. That is company time.
I know it. I mean,
It's like the employee Christmas party or the company Christmas party.
Which is dead, by the way. No one does that anymore.
You're at work.
For those of you who missed it, by the way, we were talking about somebody biting somebody yesterday on the program, and Scott shared that he was bitten twice, front row at a Kiss concert, because he wouldn't buy that bee a beer. Bee.
No, she called me a bee.
I know. Twice.
Well, she's also
more than twice. She probably said that, buy me a beer, bee,
the language notwithstanding, it's the biting. I cannot believe she bit you twice, like an alligator in Florida.
I do hope that this actress is okay, but from the text line, bite first, bite hard, no mercy.
Really?
You know, I'll tell you this. The worst part about that night at the Kiss show.
You were assaulted twice?
Let me tell you a funny story, if I can, about that show. It was my brother, one of my brothers and my favorite bands is Kiss. And Bob Edwards down the hall at The Rock knows that. And I originally, Brenninger, he's always my ride or die at concerts. But because I knew these seats were front row at a Kiss concert, I originally had called my brother to see if he wanted to come up from Wichita and join me front row at Kiss. Now, At the time, I just knew I had Kiss concerts. I didn't know they were front row. So he had two young children at home and his wife was like, you know, you have to go to the concert. We got a one-year-old son at home, right? And I could really use your help. And, you know, they had a young daughter as well. Anyway, I asked Brenninger, I'm like, dude, you want to go to the show? And he's like, yeah. So we get to the show and I hand the lady my ticket. She goes, Oh.
It's good when they go, oh.
Yeah, I need to give you a wristband.
Let me give you a special wristband.
So she puts this wristband on my left arm and I looked at Brenninger and I go, we must have pretty good seats.
Yeah.
And so we start walking and we get closer and closer to the front. And she goes, these are your two seats, gentlemen. And they're right in the front row. I called my brother on my cell phone. It was before the show started.
Bet you wish you'd come along.
And he goes, what's up? And I go, well, Poison's about to come out here in a minute. I just wanted to let you know I am sitting front row with Mike Brenninger right now. And my brother goes, front row at a Kiss concert?
Yep.
And I hear my brother's wife in the background go, I'm so sorry.
Diapers ain't going to change themselves.
No, it's not. A new survey of 2,000 adults who have traveled within the past year explored the appeal of the days leading up to the vacation along with post-vacation blues that always come after. Results found that throughout all the stages of being on a trip, no feeling compares to actually being at the destination.
Duh. And we had to study that?
I know. Although 28% of Americans say planning the trip is the most fun part about a trip. And 78% agree that traveling back home is the worst part.
Oh, yeah.
I don't disagree with that necessarily, but haven't you been on a vacation that you thought, you know, it was a nice vacation.
But you're ready to come home.
But you're ready to come. I remember going to Italy one year when Sean and I were married, and we stayed a little longer than I think we needed to. And we had one young child at the time, and I think we were on day 10 in Italy. And I remember at that point I was homesick. I missed my kid, and I was ready. Yeah. I mean, that next day, I think we left on the 11th day. That day couldn't get there fast enough because I was ready to go home.
10 days is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
The best part about the vacation is if you have like 4 or 5 days at your vacation destination is like day 2 and day 3. Because day 1, you're still kind of thinking about
traveling.
Work. You're still unpacking. Mm-hmm. Day 2 and day 3, you're just there. You're loving life.
And you know that there's many days. Mm-hmm. Because like when every time we go to Cancun, except on the very last day that we're there, we'll be in the pool. And, you know, the resorts aren't far from the airport.
Yeah.
And so you can hear and see these planes
I know.
Heading north.
But then you get that dread feeling like, it's over, it's time to go
and
back.
And so we've got this funny little skit. Every time we see a plane fly over, and they're always heading north or northeast heading to Europe, and I'll look at T and I'll go, man, that's going to be us someday. And she looks down at me in the pool and she goes, yeah, it is. But not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Nerds.
I know, we are nerds. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.